By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Noorallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. MashaAllah Azawajal, you are watching our Rise and Shine program. We do have very beautiful topic. It's a unique one today. I don't think I've ever really spoken about this topic too much. But MashaAllah Azawajal, we are going to be talking about this topic today. We'll let you know what the topic is after our kalam. But as you know, we always start the program with the recitation of the glorious Quran, alhamdulillah, because that's the purpose of the program Rise and Shine. Is so that we can start our day with the recitation of the glorious Quran. So, mashallah, azawajal, if you've got your brew on, your cuppa, then get that ready. And inshallah, azawajal, enjoy the program. Learn a lot of things from it as well. I met with someone and they said that, mashallah, they tried to take notes down. So that's another thing, because with this program, like I mentioned before, there's got to be a bit of a research. You know, we do have to read a few books or have books in front of us that we can give knowledge, and that's how we gain knowledge. We give knowledge by reading, we gain knowledge by listening as well. So inshallah, Azawajal, we'll do the talking later on. Let's start the day with the recitation of the glorious Quran. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon shaitan-e-mardood se.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا
فسجد الملائكة كلهم اجمعون الا ابلیس ابا ان يكون مع الساجدين
تو جتنے فرشتے تھے سب کے سب سجدے میں گرے سوائے ابلیس کے اس نے سجدے والوں کا ساتھ نہ مانا
قال یا ابلیس ما لک الا تکون مع الساجدین
فرمایا اے ابلیس تجھے کیا ہوا کہ سجدہ کرنے والوں سے الگ رہا
قال لم اکن لأسجد لبشر خلقته من صلصال من حمأ مسنون
بولا مجھے زیبا نہیں کہ بشر کو سجدہ کروں جسے تو نے بجتی مٹی سے بنایا جو سیاہ بودار گارے سے تھی
قال فاخرج منها فإنك رجيم وإن عليك اللعنة إلى يوم الدين
فرمایا تو جنت سے نکل جا کہ تو مردود ہے اور بے شک قیامت تک تجھ پر لعنت ہے
قال رب فأنظرنی الی یوم یبعثون
بولا اے میرے رب تو مجھے مہلت دے اس دن تک کہ وہ اٹھائے جائیں
قال فإنك من المنظرین الی یوم الوقت المعلوم
فرمایا تو ان میں ہے جن کو اس معلوم وقت کے دن تک مہلت ہے
قال رب بما اغویتنی لأزینن لهم فی الارض ولأغوینهم اجمعین
بولا اے رب میرے قسم اس کی کہ تُو نے مجھے گمراہ کیا میں انہیں زمین میں بھلاوے دوں گا اور ضرور میں ان سب کو بے راہ کر دوں گا
إلا عبادك منهم المخلصين
مگر جو ان میں تیرے چنے ہوئے بندے ہیں
قال هذا صراط علي مستقيم
فرمایا یہ راستہ سیدھا میری طرف آتا ہے.
ان عبادی لیس لک علیہم سلطان الا من اتبعک من الغاوین.
بے شک میرے بندوں پر تیرا کچھ قابو نہیں سوا ان گمراہوں کے جو تیرا ساتھ دیں.
وَإِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ لَمَوْعِدُهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ لَهَا سَبْعَةُ أَبْوَابٍ.
اور بے شک جہنم ان سب کا وعدہ ہے، اس کے سات دروازے ہیں.
لِكُلِّ بَابٍ مِّنْهُمْ جُزْءٌ مَّقْسُومٌ.
ہر دروازے کے لیے ان میں سے ایک حصہ بٹا ہوا ہے.
ان المتقین فی جنات وعیون.
بے شک ڈر والے باغوں اور چشموں میں ہیں.
ادخلوها بسلام آمنین.
ان میں داخل ہو سلامتی کے ساتھ امان میں.
ونزعنا ما فی صدورهم من غل اخوانا على سرر متقابلین.
اور ہم نے ان کے سینوں میں جو کچھ کینے تھے سب کھینچ لیے، آپس میں بھائی ہیں، تختوں پر رو برو بیٹھے.
لا يمسهم فيها نصب وما هم منها بمخرجين.
نہ انہیں اس میں کچھ تکلیف پہنچے نہ وہ اس میں سے نکالے جائیں.
نبئ عبادی انی انا الغفور الرحیم وان عذابی هو العذاب الالیم.
خبر دو میرے بندوں کو کہ بے شک میں ہی ہوں بخشنے والا مہربان، اور میرا ہی عذاب دردناک عذاب ہے.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. You know, Allah تعالی talked about the fire of hell, the punishment, and also the rewards that those people will receive who will enter the gardens of paradise. And that's what we are aiming for in this world, to attain a place in the gardens of paradise. And there are many, many amal, there are many actions that we can achieve and we can do to achieve the gardens of paradise. And for that, we need piety and taqwa. Inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum. No doubt, indeed, in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, the pious ones are the closest to Allah. So we need to be getting close to Allah. Just to give you a worldly example, if you were to go and visit a very famous personality and, you know, you wanted to visit their home, what do? You normally get close to someone that you know about that person. Yeah, you get close to that person. His secretary or anyone that knows that person, one of their friends or family members, so that you can get close to him, you can get a meeting arranged. In the same way, if we want to get close to Allah Ta'ala, what do? We get closer to those that Allah are closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. Like the awliya kiram, you know, we get close to them. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, with their barakat and their closeness to Allah, we will be given the reward as well. And it's really important that we look at this kind of thing with an open eye, and you know, just think where we are. How much are we close to the good, the pious people? You know, I'm close to my doctor, I'm close to a solicitor, I'm close to a financial advisor, I'm close to so and so person because I might need him for business, I might need him for this stuff. But when it comes to the deen, am I close to the people who are religious? What do you know? I am on my mobile phone, I've got the number of every person. What about the number for our Mufti sahab, yeah, for our Imam sahab? Do we have their number? Because you need their number. You don't need their number only because Qari sahab, Mufti sahab, Hafiz sahab, my dad's passed away, someone's passed away, can you give him ghusl? That's not what they're there for. They will be able to help you, but we need to have their number so that if we need them for any Islamic rulings, we can contact them. And Alhamdulillah, try to do everything. A lot of the time people, they get a job and they don't look if the job is suitable for them. Suitable in a sense, are we allowed to work there? Or is it just only about money? If it's only about money, you'll get the money, but there'll be no blessings. Yeah, where's the money going towards? The money, where there is barakat, there is blessing. When we talk about barakat, barakat doesn't mean that our roof is going to split open and it's going to start raining with 50-pound notes, is it? That doesn't mean barakat. Barakat means whatever we have, Allah Ta'ala gives istiqamat on that. Allah Ta'ala gives barakat in that. And we can make use of that money. We don't need no extra money. That is what barakat means. And that is what we are lacking in our society today. We are lacking that barakat. People are earning twice, three times as much, you know, from 20 to 30 years ago. Compared to our parents, we're earning three, four times as much as them. But why is it that we could be living a comfortable life at that time? Yeah, with no problems. And today we're earning three, four times as much as them, but we still are not getting a comfortable life. It's because, you know, there was barakat in that money. Maybe they didn't do it for the pleasure of the dunya. They did it for the right reasons. Today, we're doing it. Most of the stuff that we're doing is copying. He's got it. Why do I not have got it? She's got it. Why do I not have it? Yeah. So what we were doing like that, we are working for our nafs. We are not working for our deen. That's what we need to change ourselves. And inshallah, azawajal, by watching these kind of programs, inshallah, we can change ourselves and we can change the society. It's not hard to change society. It's easy when you change yourself, the society will change itself. As they say, fard se muashra banta hai. One person makes up the society. So if this one person makes himself better, the whole society will get better. Today we think of other people, fulane is tarah karne, fulane is tarah karne. Forget the fulane damane. Yeah, remember what you are doing. Yeah, what am I doing for my deen? What am I doing to benefit my deen? Alhamdulillah, that's why reading the Quran is a very, very important part. Don't be watching a people who drive big fancy cars, living big homes. Do they read the Quran? Yes, they do. Do they, you know, read their salah? Yes, they do. Allah's reward for them. May Allah Ta'ala increase them more. Never ever have jealousy. You know, why does he have it? You know, Allah's the one who gave it. One who is jealous, he is indirectly not happy with what Allah Ta'ala has given him and them. That's why he's complaining. So jealousy, and you know, jealousy leads to hatred. Yeah. So the Quran teaches us that we shouldn't be jealous. The Quran teaches us we shouldn't be having hatred. Al-hubbu lillahi wal-bughzu lillah. Have love for the sake of Allah. If you hate someone, it should be only for the sake of Allah. And like the scholars, they say, do not hate a person because of him. Hate the sins that that person commits. Don't hate the person. Don't hate an alcoholic, a drug dealer. Hate what he does. Work on him. And this is the beauty of the Quran. When you read the Quran, sometimes people say, oh, janab, mari zubani taaseer koni. Yeah, where does that taaseer come from? Taaseer doesn't come from a bottle where you open it and drink it, you'll get taaseer. Taaseer comes from your amal, your actions. There was a buzurg, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And there was this woman that was kidnapped by someone, and she was held ransom with a knife to her throat. And the person was saying, if anyone moves or does anything, I'm going to kill her. And people were there, you know, khudana vastai Allah kulu dar, you know, Allah takiriya tu ki, kya karna hai tu, you know, the normal things people started to shout at him. And a buzurg rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was walking past when he saw that. And he went up to that person and he goes, so he said something to him. And the person, out of fear, he fell to the ground. Biyoshu ya. And when people, you know, they went to that man, and when he came back round, people said to him, what did Buzurg rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi say to you that you fell down unconscious? And the person, he replied, he said to me, Allah is watching you. And people, they said, that's what we've been telling you. Oh, yeah, that's what we could clear here now. Okay, Allah is watching you. So why were you not listening to us? And he says that as soon as he said, Allah is watching you, the power in his tongue was so much, and the power in his words that I could not stay conscious. I just fell unconscious on the floor. In the same way, that's what we need to understand. That's what we need to make sure we are doing it for the pleasure of Allah and to make our tongues more, to have barakat in them, our character to have barakat in it. What we need to do is we need to start to become pious. Read the Quran, stop swearing, stop lying, stop doing all of these bad things. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, you'll see your character will be beautified. You know, when you talk to someone, people will be wanting to spend time with you. Not like, Ya Rab, bas kar rab, bore kar rahe, he's making us bored, man. Yeah, they look at you and they said, oh no, not him again, and they change the route. No, you want people to look at you and say, Subhanallah, Ya Rab, just wait a few minutes, I just want to talk to that person. That's the kind of personality. And one of the ways to achieve that personality is to read the Quran. I will make the intention, inshallah, to read the Quran every day. You also make the intention to read the Quran every day. And I guarantee you, none of the fayda, yeah, paise wapas. Yeah, I'll give you your money back. Inshallah, we are going to read the Quran and we're going to be getting the blessings from the glorious Quran, inshallah. We've got a very beautiful kalam by Rukne Shura Haji Abdul Habib Attari Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, and this is one of the kalams written by none other than Ala Hazrat Imam Ahle Sunnat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. A very beautiful kalam, and it's one of my favorite kalams as well. So let's listen to the kalam and then we'll come into the topic for today, inshallah. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم
آقا 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 آقا
وہ کون ہے جن کے در پر مانگنے والا نہیں نہیں سنتا وہ کون ہے جن کی رحمت کا دریا خود پیاسوں کو تلاش کرتا ہے وہ کون ہیں جن کے اشارے سے لاکھوں کی شفاعت ہو جائے گی وہ کون ہیں جو محشر کے دن اپنے غلاموں کو اپنے ہاتھوں سے جام کوثر عطا فرمائیں یقیناً وہ کوئی اور نہیں جود و کرم والے سخاوت والے رحمت والے رب کے حبیب ہمارے آقا ہیں
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا تارے چلتے ہیں عطا کے وہ ہے قطرہ تیرا تارے چلتے ہیں عطا کے وہ ہے قطرہ تیرا تارے کھلتے ہیں سخا کے وہ ہے ذرہ تیرا تارے کھلتے ہیں سخا کے وہ ہے ذرہ تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا نہیں سنتا تسلیم نرالا تیرا فیض ہے یا شہ تسلیم پیاسوں کے تجسس میں ہے دریا تیرا، آپ پیاسوں کے تجسس میں ہے دریا تیرا، واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا، میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا،
میں تو مالک ہی کہوں گا کہ ہو مالک کے حبیب،
میں تو مالک ہی کہوں گا کہ ہو مالک کے حبیب،
یعنی محبوب و محب میں نہیں میرا تیرا، یعنی محبوب و محب میں نہیں میرا تیرا، واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا، میں ہی سنتا
شوکت کا علوم کیا جانے،
فرش والے تیری شوکت کا علوم کیا جانے،
خسروا عرش پہ اڑتا ہے پھریرا تیرا، خسروا عرش پہ اڑتا ہے پھریرا تیرا،
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا، میں ہی سنتا
خان زمانہ مہمان،
آسمان خان زمین
خان زمانہ مہمان، صاحب خانہ لقب کس کا ہے تیرا تیرا، صاحب خانہ لقب کس کا ہے تیرا تیرا،
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا، میں ہی سنتا والا تیرا،
ایک میں کیا میرے عصیاں کی حقیقت کتنی،
ایک میں کیا میرے عصیاں کی حقیقت
کتنی، مجھ سے سولہ کو کافی ہے اشارہ تیرا
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا
تیرے صدقے مجھے ایک بوند بہت ہے جس دن اچھوں کو ملے جام چھلکتا تیرا جس دن اچھوں کو ملے جام چھلکتا تیرا
واہ کیا جو تیرا میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا
تیری سرکار میں لاتا ہے رضا اس کو شفیع اس کو شفیع جو میرا غوث ہے اور لاڈلا بیٹا تیرا جو میرا غوث ہے اور لاڈلا بیٹا تیرا
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا میں ہی سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم ماشاء اللہ عز و جل دس اے ویری ویری بیوٹیفل کلام وہاں کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ بتہا تیرا نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا ویری بیوٹیفل کلام ریٹن بائی اعلیٰ حضرت امام اہل سنت رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ اینڈ یو نو سم آف دا پوئمز ان دس کلام آر جسٹ امیزنگ ماشاء اللہ اینڈ دیٹ واز the grasp of knowledge of the deen that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali had and the words that he has chosen to praise the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is amazing. MashaAllah, a great scholar of deen. And to be honest with you, we are lucky that Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we follow the tariqah of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali to have such a great scholar, a great wali and a great mujaddid of his time. No doubt, mashallah, he's a great mujaddid. And mashallah, Azza wa Jal, you know, he's made a difference to people like us. And Amir Ahl Sunnati says that my eyes are closed on Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. And so are ours. Why? Because he was the perfect person, mashallah, Azza wa Jal. Allah Ta'ala gave him a lot of knowledge and a lot of wisdom, a lot of insight in the knowledge of the deen as well. Can you imagine someone who's not been to college or university? Now that proves to us to get education, it's not only college and university. Sometimes people think today that the only education that you get is the college and university. No, you're not. The education you get is in the Jami'atul Madinah, in the Madrasatul Madinah, yani in the madrasas and the jami'as. You know, in the olden days, there was the jami'as, they never had schools. People used to be scholars, they used to be scientists as well. Yeah, all these great people that, you know, were very masters in science as well. You know, Ibn al-Arabi, Mawlana Rumi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. They had great insight. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He was a great personality. He was a scientist. He was a mathematician. He was a physician. He was an astrologer. You know, he was an astronomer. Yet he was an alim deen. He was the Imam of the Masjid. So that's what ilm-e-deen is. So now when you think, aajkal people, they think, hey, school kona jaane? College kona panne? University kona hi padhya? Yeah? Jamia kona hi padhya tu saan? Madrasa Quran ni siheya? Yeah? People don't think like that. They think that schools and colleges is everything. It's not. I'm not saying that we shouldn't. That's a different story. But school and college is not everything. You understand your deen, Allah will open your mind. As Muslims, we believe that. Allah Ta'ala will open your mind. Allah Ta'ala will open your heart, will open your chest for the knowledge. If you grasp the knowledge of deen, what's the knowledge of the dunya? Kera mushkil kam hai? It's very easy. I'll be honest with you, they are easy compared to becoming an alim. You know, becoming an astrologer or an astronomer or a scientist is easy. Yeah, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, we had Muslim scientists. We have Muslim scientists. But just one thing, you could be a scientist, but try to be a good Muslim as well. If you, ma'azallah, have studied your science and then you start to doubt your deen, that's not good. We shouldn't be doubting our deen. The topic is on the top of the screen. Why don't we fear? Yeah. Why do we not have fear? Yeah. It's a topic that I've left it open. Fear of what? Let me just tell you one thing. The main thing that Allah Ta'ala talks about is the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. And that's what is the main theme of today's topic. Why don't we fear Allah Azza wa Jal? Why don't we fear a bad ending? Why don't we fear, you know, losing our iman? So these are the kind of fears that we don't have today, sadly. I'll be honest with you, and you know, I'm putting myself in this as well. We fear losing a job. We fear getting the virus. We fear getting ill. We fear falling in the snow. We fear getting, you know, burnt. But we don't fear Allah. He is the Qadir. He is the creator of all of these things. Yeah. Allah Ta'ala is the one who created, who created everything. Yeah. So if we don't fear Allah, but we fear the creation, it doesn't make sense. So we need to start to fear Allah. Hazrat Sayyidina Sufyan Thawri, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he was a very, very great mufti of Islam, a very, very grand scholar, and he had a lot of knowledge. Allah Ta'ala, gave him a very, very vast amount of knowledge, very pious, hawfe khuda, taqwa. You know, what you look into a person as a Muslim, Sufyan Thawri rahmatullah alayhi was one of them people. He was born in Kufa in 99 Hijri, and he became, he was so much knowledgeable, especially in the field of hadith. And he passed away in the city of Basra in Iraq. Hazrat Sayyidina Sufyan Thawri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, his back was bent from a young age. And murids or his students, they once asked him why his back is always bent. And Sufyan Thawri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi one day was approached by a student. And the student asked him, he asked him a few times, but he wouldn't tell him. And then one day Sufyan Thawri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said that I had a teacher who was very, very knowledgeable. So many students were under his wings and he taught so many people. At the time of his death, my teacher called me and said to me, "Oh Sufyan, do you know what is my muamla, what is my state?" And the person, he says that for 50 years, I have been teaching people about the deen. I have been teaching them how to respect Allah Ta'ala. But today is my last day in this world. And he says that Allah Ta'ala has taken me out of his court by saying to me, ke tu meri bargah mein aane ki ahliyat nahi rakhta. You are not capable of coming into my court. And he says, Sufyan Thawri rahmatullahi ta'ala, he says, by that fear, when my teacher said that, you know, on one hand, he worshipped Allah for 50 years. And my teacher said to me that Allah Ta'ala said to me that your 50 years of worship on one side, but you are still not capable to come into my court. I had so much fear that my back cracked. And everyone next to me, they heard the cracking of my back. And since then, my back has never been straight. And he says that whenever I would go to relieve myself, there was blood in my urine. And when they tested the physicians, the doctors, when they checked him, they found out that his liver has started to leak. That is why Allah, there's blood in his urine. Gunahu ne meri kamar door dali, mera hashr mein hoga kya ya. الہی تیرے خوف سے تیرے ڈر سے ہمیشہ میں تھر تھر رہوں کانپتا یا الہی گناہوں کے امراض سے نیم جا ہوں پے مرشدی دے شفا یا الہی. A very beautiful kalam of Amir Ahl Sunnat as well. Now if we look at this story, who are we talking about? We're talking about one of the greatest scholars of deen. We're talking about one of the most pious people that ever lived in his time. Sufyan Thawri rahmatullahi alayhi. There are many, many narrations that are relating to Sufyan Thawri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. The amount of fear of Allah that he had, that is the state of this great wali of our time. Hazrat Sufyan Thawri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Yeah. And then if we look at our state, how much fear do we have today about Allah Azza wa Jal? Fear compared to our ibadat. You know, even our ibadat is naqis. It's incomplete. We don't know how to worship Allah. ہمیں نماز پڑھنے کا طریقہ ہی نہیں ہے. سچی بات ہے. We don't know how to offer our salah. We don't know how to stand up in salah properly. Yeah. So our great pious predecessors, yeah, when they used to stand up for salah, their bodies used to be shaking out of fear of Allah. Why? Because even though we can't see Allah, Allah is always watching us. What is the state of our ibadat? Yeah, we're reading our salah. We don't even know if we are doing ruku properly, sujood properly. We can't even stand up for qiyam properly. We can't even read the Quran properly. That is the state of our worship. And this is the state of these people. All their lives they kept away from sins. But still look at the fear that Allah Ta'ala that they had. And we need to look ourselves. Why is it that we cannot build that fear of Allah? Even now when I'm sat here, I need to think to myself, who am I doing this program for? Am I doing it for you guys? Or am I doing it for myself? If I am doing it for myself, I need to change myself. I need to make myself a pious person. Amir Ahl Sunnat, we've got a grand example. Every Saturday, we see him in the Madani Muzakara. You see the fear of Allah. Whenever he talks about the ni'mats of Allah, he starts to cry. Whenever you talk about the wrath, the punishments of Allah, he starts to cry. Why? Because these are the true people who have recognized their Lord. We don't even recognize Allah. Who is Allah Ta'ala? To be honest with you, we haven't recognized him. Yes, we believe in Allah. Our iman is in ghaib. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدَى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Our iman is in ghaib. We haven't seen Allah. Yes, we do believe in Allah, but we haven't seen him. But these are the great people. Look at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why would he stand up in salah? All night he used to stand up in salah and his blessed feet used to swell up. Ya ayyuhal muzammil qum al-layla illa qalilan nisfahu. Yeah, why did Allah Ta'ala say to him, oh beloved, just worship some part of the night? Yeah, why? Because his blessed feet would swell up. Yeah, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he would stand up for salah, he used to cry in the fear of Allah. Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, the blessed tears would fall from the eyes of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who is he? He is the reason for the whole creation. Look at his fear. We need to look at ourselves. How much do we fear Allah? How much do we fear the world? How much do we fear Allah? How much do I fear getting ill? How much do I thank Allah for the ni'mat of health? How much do I fear losing my job? How much do I thank Allah Ta'ala for the ibah, for the wealth that He has given us? For the house that He's given us, where we live, we got a roof over our heads. There are millions of people that don't have a roof over their head. People are trying to cross borders illegally. Bichare, they've got to live in tents cramped with hundreds of people. We live in our beautiful homes. Have we ever thanked Allah? Have we ever feared this? That if Allah Ta'ala wants, He can take everything back. And you've seen people, yeah, you've seen people in the past 25, 30 years, where their status was, what's happened to them today. We should fear that as well. What our status is today, Allah knows best. We should always do tawbah that, Ya Allah, please forgive me. Whatever I have done, Ya Allah, I understand that I am wrong. But You are the merciful. You are the most wise. You are the knowledgeable one. Ya Allah, change my fate. If there's anything written in my destiny that I go against Your commands, Ya Allah, change my destiny and make me obedient to You. Make me obedient in Your court. And when I come to You on the day of judgment, when I die and leave this world, Ya Allah, bless me with the guarantee that I will be standing in Your court and You will have mercy upon me. See, have this kind of thought in your minds as well. Let us read the glorious Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned inside the glorious Quran, Surah Abasa, verse number 33 to 37. فَإِذَا جَاءَتِ الصَّاخَّةُ يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. ترجمہ کنز الایمان. پھر جب آئے گی وہ کان پھاڑنے والی چنگھاڑ, اس دن آدمی بھاگے گا اپنے بھائی اور ماں اور باپ اور جورو یعنی بیوی اور بیٹو سے, ان میں سے ہر ایک کو اس دن ایک فکر ہے کہ وہی اسے بس ہے. یہ اللہ تعالیٰ talks about the day of judgment. Yeah, what will happen when, you know, when this chingar, you know, when this noise, you know, just imagine if there was a bomb blast anywhere, yeah, what the noise, you know, the noise is deafening. It'll be so frightening. People won't even, I don't know if you remember, there was a bomb blast in Lebanon in the one of the factories. And it was so fearful that so many people sadly lost their lives. Yeah, it was a huge destruction in Lebanon. Yet Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you know, we don't have that. We haven't had that yet, but we don't know what's going to happen to us. Lekin Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, at that time, mother and father, brothers and sisters, husband and wife, they won't even recognize each other. And they'll be running away from each other, fearing themselves. And Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran, وَنَسُوقُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ إِلَىٰ جَهَنَّمَ وِرْدَىٰ. اور مجرموں کو جہنم کی طرف ہانکیں گے پیاسے. And those people who are the mujrimeen, who are the people, the guilty people, Allah Ta'ala, hanke, yani just like, you know, you herd sheep or camels or animals, these people will be herded into the fire of hell. And then, when the punishment of hell will be given to these people, وَالَّذِينَ كَسَبُوا السَّيِّئَاتِ جَزَاءُ سَيِّئَةٍ بِمِثْلِهَا وَتَرْحَقُهُمْ ذِلَّةٌ مَا لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ عَاصِمٍ كَأَنَّمَا أُغْشِيَتْ وُجُوهُهُمْ قِطَعًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مُظْلِمًا أُولَئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. Allah Ta'ala will say that these are the people of hell, and they will remain in the fire of hell forever and ever and ever. Yeah, for those people, yeah, we need to listen to ourselves. Your parents will not be able to help you on the day of judgment. Your brothers, your sisters, your friends, no one will be able to help you on the day of judgment. It'll be you and only your actions. And that's what we need to understand. That's what we need to think. Aise mujrimu ka agar iman salamat na raha, unka tikana hamesha jahannam hoga. Yeah, if these people, mujrimeen, we are all mujrimeen. May Allah Ta'ala give us the ability to do tawbatun nasuha. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. Yeah, we need to do tawbatun nasuha. That tawbah that inshallah will be accepted in the court of Allah. Aaj hum kis tarah tawbah karte hain? How do we do the tawbah, 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 tawbah? All that's what we do. Ye hamari tawbah hai. Ye tawbah thodi hai, ye mazak hai. This is a joke. Toba is you cry. You try to cry. Toba is that you make your sins in front of you. That, Ya Allah, I did this, I did that, I did this, I did that. You forgive me. That's what you call Toba. Yeah, even those, the scholars, they say that, you know, if someone has committed a sin, a kabira sin, ma'azallah, has committed kufr as well, for that person, you can't say, you know, the family can't get together and say, oh, dad, just do tawbah. Kalima padi uro khaya, kalima, abba kalima padi uro khaya, do you know how to read the kalima? And dad reads the kalima. That kalima, that will not be accepted. Why? Because you haven't done tawbah for the sins that you have done. He doesn't even realize what is done. Yeah, so always keep repeating Toba, keep repeating the Kalima as well. Koi pata nahi hai, and always do Toba. Amir Ahle Sunnat in his Nek Amal that he's given us routines that we can set for our lives, that before you go to sleep, do Toba. Read two Nawafil of Salatul Toba and then sleep. And then do Toba in the court of Allah, that Ya Allah, if I've committed any kufr, Ya Allah, forgive me for that. I am truly sorry. Read the kalima and go to sleep. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, in that way, maybe our last words, if they were our last words, they are the words of Tawbah. We'll talk about this later, inshallah, during the program. We've got a very beautiful daily reminder that we need to look at. Let's watch the daily reminder. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Once someone abused the son of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So instead of being angry and taking revenge on him, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu ordered to give him his blessed kurta and 1,000 dirhams. Someone said, you have gathered 5 habits. Number 1, patience. Number 2, causing no trouble. Number 3, to make him get rid of the thing which makes him away from Allah azza wa jal. Number 4, to persuade him to repent and feel ashamed. Number 5, to persuade him to start praising after he spoke ill. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu bought all these great things with the ordinary wealth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to follow the blessed sunnah of Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, Azza wa Jalla, a very beautiful reminder, Masha subhanallah. Wadhakir fa inna dhikra tanfa'ul mu'mineen. Samjao, Muslimanu ko samjana fayda deta. It benefits the Muslim. That's why we have the daily reminder as well, alhamdulillah. If you've just joined us, then you are welcome, MashaAllah, Azza wa Jalla, to our beauty program, Rise and Shine. And we have a very important topic, and I was just mentioning about how the state of the Day of Judgment will be, when the mother will be running away from the children, the father will be running away from his children, brothers and sisters will be running away from each other. There will be no one that will be willing to help anyone because everyone will be worried about themselves. Now, if that is the state, then why do we not do tawbah? Why do we not have fear of Allah Ta'ala? And why do we not do things that we can, you know, keep away from committing sins? Now we'll be, you know, sometimes we'll be sat at home and we'll be watching things that we shouldn't be watching, you know, films, dramas, videos, ma'azallah, any sort of filth that if we have the habit of watching, always remember, you know, no one is going to watch you. Maybe your family won't find out what you are doing. Yeah, well, maybe your family do know what you are doing. Yeah, maybe your family won't even know what you are watching. But do you think Allah Ta'ala is not watching us? لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. Allah Ta'ala is always watching us. He never sleeps. Allah Ta'ala ko oong bhi nahi aati. He doesn't feel tired. He doesn't feel sleepy. He's always watching over us. So why is it that when, you know, we are fearful of the people, oh, what will happen? Hey, pata lagega mari shamat ni. Yeah, oh, khuda ne bande ho. If Allah Ta'ala finds out, yeah, people will find out mari shamat ni. Allah hi pata lagega. He knows what you are doing. Us shamat ne bare socho. Think about that consequences. That when we, you know, are committing these sins, Allah Ta'ala is watching over us. And if we are punished on the Day of Judgment, it's the mercy of Allah. He can forgive anyone He wants. Yeah, but what if we get punished on the day of judgment? Hazrat Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullahi ta'ala li, he saw Hazrat Sayyidina Sa'dun, rahmatullahi ta'ala li, and he asked him about his state, and he says, "Oh Malik, what is the state of that person whose night and day are spent in this long journey, and he doesn't have anything with him, and people who are around him?" اسے بندوں کے درمیان عدل و انصاف فرمانے والے رب کی بارگاہ میں کھڑا ہوگا yeah? Amongst the people اللہ تعالیٰ will show his عدل his انصاف yeah? And he says that he started to cry. مالک بن دینار رحمت اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ, he asked him, why are you crying? And he says, you know, what is going to happen to me? Am I going to take good a'mal with me? Am I going to take bad a'mal? And he says, خدا کی قسم, مجھے تو زادِ راہ کی کمی, کامیابی سے دوری دشوار گزار والی نے رولایا ہے. He says that thinking about this very, very dark and lonely and very, very tricky and you know, very, very hard valley that is ahead of me, that makes me cry as well. I do not even know if I am going to go to paradise or if I'm going to go to hell. Hazrat Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullahi ta'ala li, he says, when I looked at him, and I heard these words of wisdom for him. This is a person that people call Majnoon. They call him a madman. Yeah, they call him a madman. تو انہوں نے فرمایا کہ تم بھی دنیا والوں کی طرح دھوکے میں مبتلا ہو گئے. Yeah, he says that, oh Malik, you are also, you know, the drowned like just the people they are. اگرچہ میرے اندر جنتیوں والے کوئی اور خوبی نہیں, لیکن میرے دل رگوں گوش ہڈیوں میں اللہ پاک کی محبت ہے. He goes that physically, even though I don't have anything, these are the words of humbleness, words of sincerity, ajzi. He says, even though I don't physically have anything that resembles the people of paradise, but I have the love of Allah Azza wa Jal, which flows in my heart and which flows in my body. میں اللہ تعالیٰ کے کریم محبت میں گرفتار ہو کر دیوانہ بن گیا ہوں. I have become a madman in the love of Allah Azza wa Jal. سبحان اللہ. رہوں مست و بے خود میں تیری ولا میں, پلا جام ایسا پلا یا الہی. راتیں زاری کر کر کے روندے, نیند اکھیاں دی دھوندے, فجری او گنہار کہندے, سب تھی نیوی ہوندے. یعنی these are the people, they are the ones who did worship, they are the ones who did the عبادت. Yeah, look at their fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Look at their state, that these people, they have no love for the dunya. Their love is only for Allah. Their love is only to achieve the blessing, the pleasure of Allah. They don't even do ibadat for paradise. It's aasa karne ka ki namaz bane ji janta hi jaasa, ki namaz bane janta hi jaasa. Yeah, you are going to go to paradise. Yes, Allah Ta'ala will give you paradise. But don't do actions for paradise. Do it for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Alhamdulillah, you know, these are the people that even though they didn't have enough, they still used to give in charity. They still used to give in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, these people, they made a name for themselves. Yeah, I don't know who Sufyan Thawri was. I've never seen him in my life. He was 1,000, 1,300 years before us. Yeah, when we talk about him, it is as if we know the whole life of Sufyan Thawri. Yeah, that's why they've left an impact in our deen. Inhone koi kaam kiya hai na? They've left an impact on the deen. They've left an impact on our lives. Why? Because they worked hard for their deen. There is a very beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that the fragrance of paradise can be smelled from 500 years of distance. Yani 500 saal ki musafat se jannat ki khushbu banda soongh leta hai. But he says that those people who are working for the dunya, those people who just want the dunya, they will not be able to smell the fragrance. Hadith number 2, jo shohrat ke liye amal karega, the one who does actions or amal to become famous, shohrat paega, Allah paak usse ruswa karega. Allah ta'ala us bande ko zaleel kar dega, ruswa kar dega. Yeah, do banda aur jo dikhave ke liye amal karega, the one who does actions to show people. The first one was for shahrat, so that it becomes famous. Yeah, you read the Quran, why? You want to be famous. You read the Naat, why? You want to be famous. You want to do any, present a program, why? You want to be famous. Then what will happen? Allah Ta'ala us bande ko ruswa kar dega. And if you do it to show off in front of people, then Allah Azza wa Jal will punish that person. So don't do anything for showing off, for, you know, even if we are sat here, you know, if I'm doing this program, it doesn't make me become famous, does it? We're just doing a program. We're doing it for the hour hereafter. Wallahi lazim, alhamdulillah, we have this beautiful from tarbiyat. We have this teaching, the training from Amir Ahl Sunnah, Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah. May Allah grant him a very, very long and pious life, mashallah. He has taught us, don't do it for people. The first person that you should be focusing is about your own self. Talk to yourself. You need to make yourself a better person. Yeah, I've got a screen in front of me and I can see myself as well. And I'm pointing towards myself. You need to show yourself out, mate. Why? Because other people, Allah will grant them that blessing. They'll be sorted. The first person that needs to be sorted is you. And I'm pointing towards myself. And that is the beautiful tarbiyah that we get from Amir Ahle Sunnat as well. And then always have this thought about, you know, the hereafter, have the thought of dying, have the thought of being resurrected, have the thought of being in the grave for so many thousands of years, have this thought of what's going to be in the grave. You know, there was a person whose grave was dug open. You know, they were trying to dig open the graves to make space for more people in a country. And they dug open a grave of a person and they saw that he was still there. His body was lying there fresh. It was there fresh. And when they were digging his grave up, you know, they probably hit him and he started to bleed. And he passed away nearly 30 years ago. I heard this incident the other day. And you know, it brings a smile that these people, yeah, they don't die. Ye zinda hote hain. Yeah, these people are alive because Allah Ta'ala has given them such life that we don't understand about. Yeah. And then also remember that whenever we go to the people who are close to Allah Ta'ala, the scholars, the huffaz, the alim-e-deen, the muballagheen, when we sit with them, don't talk to them about the dunya, don't talk to them about, you know, your desires, don't talk to them that you want to be a rich man, koi wazifa deo ham maulvi sahab, ameer bana, karodpati, ya, mrodpati bhi banda hai na, phir bhi Allah na shukar ada karo. Always thank Allah Ta'ala for what He has given us. And then look at yourself. How much love do we have for the knowledge of the dunya? How much love do we have for knowledge for the deen? Yeah, I'm struggling day and night. I'm eating pills and tablets to stay awake. I don't want to get to sleep. Why? I need to pass this exam. I need to pass this exam. And then on the other side, how much am I struggling for the deen? Yeah, the brothers are saying, come and learn the Quran, 45 minutes. Oh, 45 minutes. Don't say that, ji. Yara, tu ek minute hai waisa aai ja, I'll teach you. That, ay, tana dur nasne, we run far away. Oh my God, they're gonna, ijtima, 1.5 hour. Oh my God, that's a bit too long, innit? And then when we go back home after work from 7 till 10, we'll probably be on social media watching telly. That's nothing. Oh, it's only 3 hours. Astaghfirullah. That's the kind of mentality we have. Where are you going to get the barakat from? Chalo, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala forgive us. It's an important topic and it's a topic that we definitely need to be talking about. And inshallah, it's a topic that we need to regularly discuss on Madani Channel, discuss in our homes, so that inshallah, azawajal, our children, our families get pious as well, inshallah. We do have the daily hadith. Yes, we have, mashallah. Let's listen to the daily hadith and then we'll continue our program, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
In Sahihain, both Bukhari and Muslim, Sayyiduna Hudhaifah radiyallahu ta'ala and narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, in the previous era, there was a person whose soul was about to be extracted from his body. The angel arrived and it was said to that person, do you remember doing anything good? He said, I don't recall doing any good deed. And it was said to him, ponder, reflect, and then mention it again. And he says, I don't recall anything except one thing. In the world, when I would do transactions with people, and I would show good conduct towards them, even if a wealthy person came to me and he requested for some time, respite, I would give him respite. A wealthy person. And as for the person who was financially constrained, he wasn't wealthy, he was already suffering, I would pardon him, I would forgive him. SubhanAllah, what's the reward of this? The narration mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted that person admittance to paradise. He gained entry to paradise. Why? Whenever he would do transactions in the world, he would show good conduct towards people. Even if a wealthy person came to him and asked for some time, requested some time, respite, he would give him respite. And as for the person who was financially struggling and there was bazaar, apparently no means for him to pay it back, he would forgive that. He would pardon him. And because of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala entered him into Jannah. And this particular narration in Sahih Muslim, the wordings towards the end are that Allah ta'ala said, subhanAllah, Allah ta'ala said that I am more rightful of forgiving. Meaning that person said he would forgive the loan, the debt of the financially constrained person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I am more rightful of forgiving. O angels, pardon this person of mine. Pardon this slave of mine. SubhanAllah, these are the things that we should be thinking about in this particular situation. If we're in this situation where we're owed money and we should look at the person, if he's financially constrained, if he cannot give it back, then if Allah has blessed us and we are prosperous, we are wealthy, we're affluent, then look at the reward. Even if you were to forgive that debt, forgive the amount that he has given you, you will not suffer loss. Why? Because Allah will grant you forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you entry into paradise. SubhanAllah. And there are many people out there. MashaAllah, Allah has blessed them. Yet, if someone owes them £1,000, £2,000, they will make his life a living hell, as they say. They would make it very difficult for him. And these are people who should learn from Islamic teaching.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم ما شاء الله عز وجل that was Hafiz Kaleem Madani. May Allah Ta'ala increase his knowledge and his wisdom. May Allah Ta'ala give him the ability to serve the deen forever. Ma sha Allah azza wa jal. You are watching our Rise and Shine program. Our topic for today is, why do we not have fear? Why don't we have fear? And we discussed about a lot of things. You know, we don't have fear of Allah. We don't have fear of losing our iman. And Hawa mentioned that, you know, our pious predecessors, our awliya ikram, how much they feared Allah azza wa jal. Now, there is a very beautiful poem that Ala Hazrat Alayhi Rahma has mentioned. Din lahv mein khona tujhe, shab subho tak sona tujhe, sharm nabi khauf khuda, ye bhi nahi, wo bhi nahi. Now, some people, what they do is all day long, they'll spend their time playing cricket, football, tennis, whatever. All day they'll be spent playing. When it comes to namaz time, nothing at all. Those people who, I'm not saying this, we don't want you to do that. Physical exercise is good. But always keep your ibadat in there as well. You know, if we are playing and it's time for salah, and we say, it's alright, it's another 5 minutes, and salah time passes by, that is wrong. That is wrong. And that's what Allah Hazrat says, you know, that all day long we'll be playing and we won't realize what our ibadat is. And now today, Amir Ahl Sunnah, he says in Madri Muzakras many, many times, that today, you know, nowadays what's happened is, you know, we talk about, you know, men and women, shana bashana, they've got to be shoulder to shoulder. And the women that were given the chadar and the char diwari, the women that were supposed to be spending their time at home, bringing up the family, you know, helping the husband raise the family whilst the husband goes out to work. You know, Allah Ta'ala has made it all natural. This is what Mira al-Sunnati says. Allah Ta'ala makes you all. This is natural that a man, because he's physically stronger than the woman, not clever, doesn't have to be clever, physically stronger than the woman, he goes out and works. And then what happens is the woman, she stays at home, she brings up the children, she's the, you could say, the leader of the house, you know, after the husband. She controls the family. You know, and this happens in our family. You know, who decides what to eat? You know, it's the women, whatever they decide, we go along with that. Yeah, and Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you know, this is the role of a woman at home, brings up the family, educates the children, make sure everything is fine at home, and the husband is outside. Just like, you know, different role. You know, if it's a company, if everyone became the CEO or the manager of the company, who's going to be the workers? Yeah, who's going to be running the other department? So the woman runs the department of home affairs. Yeah, home affairs, the woman runs that department. Man runs the departments of international affairs. Yeah, the affairs outside the house. So Allah Ta'ala has given him that role as well. Now, so what's happened is, you know, there's a shouting by the shaitan, let's get women shoulder to shoulder. Now he's brought the women outside. Now what's happened is they are showing that a woman, you know, she has to be, you know, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, when we talk about the rights of women, we've talked about it many times. What is the right of a mother? What are the rights of a sister? What is the right of a wife? There are rights that have been given to everyone in Islam. But sadly, the shaitan was brought in immodesty. Yeah, ma'azallah, you see women's posters everywhere, splattered all over. You know, if you're talking about a car and you're talking about mechanical, majority of the mechanics, they'll be men. Yeah, but it doesn't stop a woman from not becoming a mechanic. Yeah, but they're all men. Why? Because it's physical work, building sites. Majority of the men are the ones who are working at building sites. Why? Because it's a physical work. You need men for that because they are more powerful. Yeah, that doesn't mean that women can't do that. Yeah, but I'm saying is it's a natural process. In the same way, we need to think to ourselves that Allah Ta'ala has made things naturally, you know, these are women's role is this, man's role is that, children's role is that. That's why they say a child can become the most knowledgeable person. He can, you know, go ahead of the knowledge that his father has. But because he is the father, the son will be under the father. It doesn't matter how big the son is. Kutne bade peer bani jaan. Lekin, the son is going to be the son, he's never become the father. In the same way, he will never ever become, or the daughter will never ever become the mother. Yeah? Why? Because the mother's role is huge. And Alhamdulillah, Islam has given us these roles. Today when we see, you know, all these kind of, you know, slogans, ma'azallah, they are slogans of pay-hayai, immodesty. You know, it's brought women onto the streets and all that kind of stuff. I don't want to be dwelling too much into that because it's not our topic. Maybe inshallah, I think we have talked about this topic and we should be talking about these topics as well. But you know, I just mentioned a few things that Amir al-Sunnat mentions in his Madani Muzakara as well. If you look at their beautiful life, Sayyida Fatima, Sayyida Aisha, Sayyida Khadija, Sayyida Umme Kulthum, you know, the daughters of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the granddaughters of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were our real role models. Yeah, they are our real role models. Our role model is not a singer, ma'azallah, you know, behayai. You know, these are not our role models. That is what we portraying as role models, and we see what the state of our daughters and our sisters are today, ma'azallah. I don't want to be even talking about that, to be honest with you. It just puts me off sometimes. You know, how much freedom, in the name of freedom, there's so much immodesty out there. Aapka for puri sari life hai. It's my life, I can do whatever I want with it. No, mate, it is not your life. It is the life that Allah has given you. He is the owner of your life. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala is the owner of your life. He's bought your life. Inna Allah ashtara min al-mu'minina anfusahum wa amwalahum bi anna lahumul jannah. Allah has bought your life in exchange for paradise. Do you not want paradise? Yeah, then follow the commands of Allah. There's everything, there's rules and regulations that we follow every single day. You stood at red traffic light, why don't you go through a red traffic light? Why? If you don't follow the red traffic light, you might cause an accident. If you, even though you don't cause an accident, the camera is going to flash you. Yeah. Some people say, janab, sakhti hai, namaz na padho ta, azab kiyo si. The red light jao te, points kiya lasan agle, fine kiya karne. It's because without rules and regulations, you can't run a country. You can't run a society without rules and regulations. Yeah. And it's for our best. Sare betri waste hai na. When they say put the mask on, it's for our benefit. When they say, have a distance of 1 meter, it's for our benefit. When they say, sanitize your hands, it's for our benefit. But alhamdulillah, cleanliness was taught to us by Islam. Yeah, Islam is the deen that taught us about cleanliness. How you should be washing your hands after you visited the toilet. How you should be washing your hand before you sit down to eat. How you should be washing your hands. How you should have ghusl, yeah, when you are unclean. Islam has taught us about that. Yeah, but these are reminders that people are giving us today. We follow them. Why? Because they're for our benefit. So when Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran, follow the deen, offer your salah, is for our benefit. Alhamdulillah, we have a Quranic wonder story. It's time that we go to the story and see what we're going to be learning from that story today. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Let's talk about a very unique story that has been mentioned in the Quran. You maybe know this story. This story is about a cow, the most expensive cow in the world. What is the story? Let's listen. The story is that there was a very pious person in Bani Israel who had a young son. He had a single calf only in his property. Just before his death, that pious person took the calf to the jungle and left it by a bush, saying, O Allah Azza wa Jal, I leave this calf under your protection until my son reaches puberty. After this, the pious person died and the calf grew to a cow. With the passage of time, and his son grew up to be a righteous man who was very obedient to his mother. He had divided his night into three parts. He used to sleep in one part, worship in the second part, and serve his mother in the third part. Also, he used to travel to the jungle every day in the morning to fetch wood, which he used to sell. He used to do sadaqah charity of 1/3 of his earnings, spend 1/3 on his personal needs, and give 1/3 to his mother. One day, the mother said to her son, O my beloved son, your father left a calf for your inheritance that he had left near such and such a bush under the protection of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now go to that bush and supplicate in this way. O Rabb of Sayyiduna Ibrahim, Ismail and Ishaq alayhimu salatu wa salam, return me the thing my father gave under your protection. She further said that the calf was yellow colored, and its skin would be glistening in such a way as though the rays of the sun are emitting from it. Hearing this, the boy went to the jungle and supplicated by that bush. All of a sudden, the cow came to him running and stood by him. He brought it home. His mother said, My son, go to the market and sell the cow for 3 dinars, but do not sell it to any buyer without consulting me. In those days, the usual cost of a cow was about 3 dinars. A buyer came in the market who in reality was an angel. In fact, the angel said, I will pay you more than 3 dinars on a condition that you sell me the cow without consulting your mother. The boy replied, No matter how much you offer me, I will not sell the cow without consulting my mother. Reaching home, the boy related the whole event to his mother. She said, "Perhaps the buyer was an angel. Therefore, O my son, consult him whether we should sell the cow or not." Thus, when the boy consulted with the buyer in the market, he advised not to sell the cow. He said that in future, the people of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam will come to buy the cow. He further advised to demand the price equivalent to the amount of gold that can be filled in the hide of the cow. They will pay the price he wishes. Therefore, after a few days, a very rich person from Bani Israel named Amir was killed by his two paternal cousins, and they threw his body in a desolate place. The next morning, the search for the murderers began. After getting no trace, people went to Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and asked about the murderer. He alayhi salatu wasalam ordered them to slaughter a cow and strike the dead body with its tongue or the bone of the tail. And the murdered Amil will resurrect and tell you the name of his killer. Hearing this, Bani Israel raised questions and arguments about the age, the color of the cow. When they finally understood the type of the cow that was required, they began the search for it. When they reached the cow of that boy, they realized that this was exactly the same cow that they are looking for. Therefore, they paid its price equivalent to gold filled in its hide and slaughtered the cow. Then they hit the corpse with the tongue or bone of the tail, and the dead person, Amil, came back to life. He said that his killers were the two sons of his uncle who killed him due to greed of his wealth. After telling this, he died again. Therefore, both of the killers were killed in return, and the child of the pious person who was very obedient to his mother became very rich by getting lots of wealth. Subhanallah, what a beautiful story. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Many times, you know, you thought to yourself, you know, what does Baqarah mean? And why did Allah Azza wa Jal reveal this story of the cow inside the glorious Quran? Now you know why. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Those who are listening, make sure that you are obedient to your parents. Make sure that you are obedient to your Rabb Azza wa Jal. And make sure you give plenty in charity. Because if we are pious ourselves, inshallah Azza wa Jal, in return, our children will be pious as well. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, a very beautiful story from Quranic wonders, and it does a lot of wonders. MashaAllah, you learn about the Quran, and Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, there's a very beautiful work called Quranic Wonders. If you buy that, download it free from the website of Dawat Islam. GPR Islam by Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, if you just join us, you might be thinking, "Oh my God, I've missed today's program." Don't worry about it. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, it happens. But don't make sure it doesn't happen again. Okay, thank you very much. Gee, so what we need to understand is the topic we were discussing today. Why don't we have fear? We need to start to build the fear of Allah in our hearts. Not because Allah is going to punish me. You know, as they say, you know, if there's someone older than you or someone really famous, you know, sometimes people are a bit hesitant in going in front of them. Not because they're scared of them, it's because they have got that respect. So we love our Rabb Azza wa Jal out of respect of Allah Ta'ala. We should not be committing sins. You know, just imagine, just like I wouldn't be, you know, I don't want to be seeing my children commit sins. In the same way, you know, Allah Ta'ala does not want us to sin. We are His people. We are, alhamdulillah, ashraf al-makhlukat, number one. And then, kuntum khayra ummatin ukharijat lin-nas. We are the best nation. That's number two. Alhamdulillah, we follow the khareed of the Ahl Sunnat, number three. You know, mashallah, we've got the love for the awliya-i-kiram, number four. So many beautiful nisbats, connections that we have with the pious people. Inshallah, with the barakat of these pious people, with this barakat of this connection. You know why? The scholars, they say, bury your deceased next to a pious person. Why? Because of the barakat of the pious person, Allah will have ease on the other person as well. So in the dunya, we need to have our connections with the pious people. And one of the ways that we could be connecting ourselves to these pious people is that we have the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. So I hope this program will change me and all of us as well. Jazakallah khairah for watching. Please take care of yourself and keep watching Madani Channel. And don't forget Madani Muzakara on Saturday. Only on Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.